Welcome. In this lesson, you'll build a little old-school DNB Jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, and you'll perform it in Session View before recording that performance into Arrangement View. This is an intermediate arrangement exercise. We'll use only Ableton stock devices, Waveeditable, Arpeggiator, Note Length, Velocity, EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, and so on, to create a chopped, rolling jungle-style ARP at about 170 BPM. What you'll end up with, a short, repeatable Waveeditable ARP patch with rhythmic movement from an arpeggiator, note length control and subtle filter LFO, several session clip variations, a full ARP, a filtered version, a pitched variation and a chopped version, a live session to arrangement performance, launching scenes, tweaking mapped macros, and recording the whole performance into arrangement view so you can edit it into a usable drum and bass section. Let's get started. Preparation: set live's tempo to 170 BPM and create a new live set. Add a MIDI track and name it Jungle ARP. Load Ableton's Waveeditable instrument on that track. Designing the ARP patch in Waveeditable, start with the oscillators. Set oscillator 1 to a bright saw wave and move the Waveeditable position toward a brighter area. Add unison between 3 and 6 voices and attune slightly, around 0.10 to 0.25, to get that thick, vintage stab. For oscillator 2, choose a square or a sub sign an octave down, and mix it in low just to give body. Next, the filter and envelope. Use the main filter, MG low or state variable. In a low pass setup, set the cutoff roughly around 1 to 2 o'clock as a starting point and listen. Raise the filter envelope amount so the filter opens on each note. Something around 5 to 8 is a good range. Keep the amp envelope attack very fast, 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay in the 300 to 600 millisecond range, sustain low to medium and release short for that plucky stab. Add movement. Use LFO 1 to modulate the filter cutoff gently. Sync the LFO to 1/8 or 1/4 and keep the depth low so the ARP breathes rather than wobbles. If you want tiny slewing between notes, enable a small amount of portamento or glide. Creating the MIDI effect chain above Waveeditable, create a MIDI effect rack and insert these devices in order. First, Arpeggiator. Set the rate to 1/16. If you want a swung jungle feel, try the triplet option. Leave it off for straight rolling DNB. Choose style up or up/down for variation. Set gate to around 65 to 80% for choppy stabs. Try an octave range of 1 to 2. 2 gives classic old school jumps. Turn retrig on saw envelopes, restart every note. Next, add note length after the arpeggiator and shorten notes to between 50 and 70% to make them percussive. Then add velocity. Use range and a little random for dynamic variation. Add drive if you want higher velocities, feeding the saturator later. Optionally, add a small random or pitch device with low amounts for subtle variation across some clips. Audio effects on the Jungle ARP track after Waveeditable: add an EQ8 and roll-off sub, frequencies under about 80 Hz so the ARP won't clash with your bass. Add a saturator set soft clip with roughly 3-5 dB of drive for grit. Put an auto filter on the chain and map its cutoff to a macro so you can perform live filter moves. Add ping pong delay with a low mix, around 8-15%, sync to 1/8 or 1/16 dotted or triplet for a stereo feel. For a little lo-fi texture, add redux lightly. Keep it subtle so the sound stays clear. Preparing session clips: create a bass MIDI clip in a session slot. Make it 1 or 2 bars, and enter a short 2 or 3 note chord or a simple interval like root plus octave or root plus fifth. For jungle ARPs, a 2-note pattern with octaves often works best. The arpeggiator will turn that into a rolling pattern. Make sure the clip launch quantization is set to 1 bar. Duplicate the bass clip into 4 to 6 slots to make variations. Clip A, bass ARP, no extra changes. Clip B, filtered ARP. Either map a macro to filter cutoff and set it lower for this clip, or draw automation in the clip's envelope for the mapped macro. Clip C, pitched ARP. Transpose the clip or use clip transpose up 5-7 semitones for a brighter variation. Clip D, chopped ARP. Reduce note length to very short or use repeated short notes in the clip to make it staccato. Clip E, half speed or breathing moment. Set the clip to play at half rate or change the ARP rate to 1/8 for a different rhythmic feel. Advanced option, follow actions for clips you want to evolve automatically. Set follow actions to next after 2 or 4 bars, with probability at 100%. You can create an evolving sequence that doesn't need constant triggering. Macro mapping for live control: map key parameters to macros for performance. Macro 1, Waveeditable filter cutoff. Macro 2, saturator drive. Macro 3, ArpaGate or Rate or Gate for instant rhythmic changes. Macro 4. LFO amount. If needed, name and color your macros. Cutoff, drive, rate, LFO, so you can find them quickly while performing. Performing in session and recording to arrangement. Create a scene in session view containing the JungleARP clips across one row, or be prepared to launch clips individually. To record your performance into arrangement, press the arrangement record button in the transport, then start launching clips and moving your mapped macros. Arrangement record will capture your clip launches and the macro moves as automation lanes in arrangement view. If you prefer, you can use the session record clip launcher, but arrangement record is the most straightforward way to get automation into the arrangement. Performance tips while recording. Start with the bass clip for a couple of bars, then bring in the filtered clip by lowering macro 1 for the next section. Flip macro 3 briefly to change the ARP rate, for example to a triplet feel for 2 bars. Push macro 2 to add saturator for a build. Stop recording after you've captured an 8 to 32 bar section, depending on how long you want the piece to be. Editing and arrangement, switch to arrangement view, and find your recorded ARP parts. Consolidate useful regions with CMD or Control J and trim them into sections. Intro, build, drop. Clean up automation lanes by smoothing breakpoints and removing accidental jumps. Duplicate and split regions to create structure. For example, copy an 8-bar phrase to make a 16-bar loop and then add variation by changing macro states or disabling sections. Quick mix considerations: add a compressor after saturator and enable sidechain to a kick or a sidechain bus. Use a ratio around 4:1 with a quick attack and short release so the ARP pumps subtly with the kick. Send some of the ARP to a reverb and delay on return tracks rather than loading the main chain with wet effects. Use subtle redux for lo-fi texture and automate it for transitions. Common mistakes to avoid: recording with the wrong quantize settings can cause late or early launches. Set clip launch quantize to 1 bar for scene-based recording. Not mapping macros makes live parameter moves clumsy. Map device parameters to macros to record tidy automation. Leaving too much low end in the ARP will clash with the bass. High pass or roll off sub frequencies below about 80 Hz with EQ8. Overdoing saturator or redux can blur the ARP. Keep those effects subtle and automate increases only at transitions. If envelopes won't retrig as expected, make sure retrig is enabled in the ArpaGator. If you record macros without arrangement record enabled, they won't be written into arrangement automation. Pro tips: add tiny pitch variations using a pitch MIDI device with small semitone shifts and low chance to emulate attuned hardware. Create a second track with a differently processed copy of the ARP, for example, heavy bit crush and gated tremolo, and alternate between them in session to give contrast when you record into arrangement. For rapid chops, automate note length and clip envelopes to move from long to very short over a couple bars. Use a return track with heavy redux and delay for a ragga effect. Automate the send for dramatic moments. Once the part is locked, bounce the track to audio to save CPU and then edit the audio aggressively for authentic jungle chops. Let follow actions run for generative results, then record only the macro changes so you capture human variations. Mini practice exercise: your goal is an 8-bar ARP phrase that evolves into a drop. Tempo, 170 BPM. Create 4 1-bar clips in session. Bass, filtered, pitch transpose up a fifth. Chopped very short notes. Put them in one scene and set clip launch quantize to 1 bar. Map cutoff to macro 1 and ARP rate to macro 2. ARM arrangement record. Launch the scene and perform. Start with bass for 2 bars. Switch to filtered for 2 bars while lowering the cutoff. Bring in pitched for 1 bar while increasing saturator via macro, and finish with chopped into the drop. Stop recording. Edit in arrangement to tighten the 8-bar section. Add sidechain compression and a subtle delay send on the last bar leading into the drop. Recap: you designed a punchy wave-eatable ARP and made it rhythmic with an ArpaGator plus note length and velocity. You built multiple session clip variations, mapped macros for expressive control, and recorded your session performance into arrangement so your clip launches and macro moves became editable automation. You also learned quick mix tricks, EQ, saturator, delay, subtle redux and sidechain, and how to tidy up the arrangement for structural use. Final workflow reminders: save iterative versions of your live set as you work. When your arrangement is stable, resample or freeze the ARP to audio and store that audio in an archive track to save CPU and preserve the exact texture you created. Keep the ARP musical and supportive. Use arrangement dynamics to make moments special rather than the ARP being constant. Now try the mini exercise and expand it into a full intro to drop section by duplicating, automating sends and adding drum fills and arrangement. That's it. Have fun building your little old school jungle ARP.